As for us, it's that time on a Friday we break out the acronyms, the facepalm emoji, and wonder aloud, do people get the permanence of the send button that we have recording devices now? It's called the Crunch Time Toolshed. And before we list the nominees, bring in our landlord with the key and open up said toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with the 8-person panel that investigated DJ Durkin in Maryland football. So, if you're not familiar, June 13th of this year, 19-year-old Jordan McNair died from heat stroke due to negligence. Members of the athletic training staff failed to diagnose and properly treat this poor kid. And it turns out Durkin, a first-time head coach, and some of his assistants were pretty brutal. Insults, belittling, typical with what I would call macho turd mentality. And sure, former strength and conditioning coach Rick Court is garbage, used homophobic slurs, and even threw a garbage can of vomit at another player. But he's Durkin's guy. The panel decided Maryland football did not have a, quote, toxic culture, but let problems fester. It's like, people, a 19-year-old died because of that culture. Durkin is trying to put it all on Court, saying he delegated great authority. I'm like, and? That makes you almost more guilty. Why? That's your job as the head coach. All right, up next, Turner Sports. Yeah, they're the ones putting on the match the Friday after Thanksgiving between Eldrick Woods and Philip Alfred Mickelson. And this week they announced the price to watch this event would be $19.99 a head. Winner takes home $9 million. There'll be side bets with the dough going to charity. Why they don't just donate the $9 million is beyond me. But to make matters worse, after last night's Laker win at Staples after the game, as we cut to the Turner Sports postgame with Ernie Johnson and Jack and Chuck and Kenny the Jet, they had Mickelson on Court talking up the event. And they might as well have had a red light over everyone's head because it was prostitute city. I mean, they're trying to build this into a huge event. I almost felt for Ernie Johnson, a true broadcaster, hearing those guys talking about how excited they are and they can't wait for Thanksgiving. I was like, that's a lie. It was borderline embarrassing, and I would say a little bit of a jolt to credibility. All right, next up, Benjamin Polk, Manhattan marketer. So he's the rocket scientist whose company paid for the billboard that's outside Madison Square Garden, pleading with the Warriors' Kevin Durant to come to the Knicks and help make New York sports great again. Money as a replacement for Charmin makes more sense and will get you a greater return out of your investment. Golden State plays the Bricks tonight, and when informed of the billboard, Warriors coach Steve Kerr literally laughed out loud. Durant's response probably drew some instant buyer's remorse. He said, no disrespect, I'm not really impressed with that kind of stuff. It's hysterical. You mean the guy who was within a few stops late in Game 7 of the Western Conference Final decided that was hopeless and joined the winners, isn't ready to move to the Big Apple and join one of the worst franchises in American sports? Stunning and a little bit deluded. And lastly, former Bronco quarterback Chad Kelly. This is the same dude who's completed the trifecta, getting kicked out of his high school team, off his college team, and now an NFL team. You heard the story by now. Left a Halloween party hosted by Von Miller, ended up on a couch in a stranger's home, sitting next to a young mom who was holding her baby, and was eventually whacked in the head by a vacuum tube. He got arrested. Same dude who was going to charge the field, watching his brother play football from the sideline. Had an altercation at Clemson with his coaches during their spring game in 2014. Was invited to a meeting to discuss it days later. Still pissed off, lost it, was escorted by security off the premises. Man, guy's got issues, but he has shown no willingness to own up to anything. And now we learn he was kicked out of Miller's party after a physical altercation there. what's the phrase? Hot mess. Look, it's possible Durkin can still get fired. I can feel for it as a Knicks fan. So I'm going to go Turner Sports, which I usually love, but I just, as crass as this sound, they completely whored out here. Last night was embarrassing. All right, now that we got our new inductee, what do you say we bring back our landlord to shut the Crunch Time tool shed?
My only focus is to play baseball, to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone! He is gone.